3.5. May, 379.25, up 3.25. July, 386.5, up 3.25. November soybeans, 975, up 12.25. January, 982, up 12.25. March, 989.25, up 12.25. May, 996.75, up 12. And July, $10.02, up 11. December soybean meal, 345.70, up 7.80. December soybean oil, 32.46, up 32 cents. October live cattle, 168 down 5. And October feeders are 239.40 down 5. December lean hogs are 88.57.5, and they are down 115. Just 2 days remain in our fall fund drive. And if you were listening earlier in the week and you enjoyed the game shows that we put on the air, the match game and such, I want to take a moment now and talk a little serious turkey about the Ag Service and the fact that it is a partnership. And over the years, you have told me and Todd at various meetings and various forums that you wanted things like Outlook meetings and live quotes and an ag newsletter, on-demand podcasts and downloadable MP3 files, an information-packed website, agricultural weather, energy analysis, and most recently, you've told us you would like to have tweets on breaking news so that you can, at the moment, know what's going on in the marketplace. Well, we listened to you, and we did all of that, and maybe a little bit more, provided you the information that you asked us on all of those platforms so that you could be informed and make informed decisions that we have hope favorably impacted your bottom line. And we want to continue to do that for you. We want to continue to provide you the information that you need and be able to listen to your requests. And we can do that if you, in the position of partner with us, call now with this at this number, 217-244-9455, 217-244-9455, with your pledge of support for W. Iowa Ag. You can help send a message here at the station that ag services you receive are important to you and your marketing and agribusinesses. So take a moment and make that phone call, 217-244-9455, with your gift. It just takes a minute. I know many of you are very busy harvesting and are probably dead tired, but if you could just stop at the end of a row and give us a phone call, it will go a long way to providing the services that you've come to expect from us year-round. 217-244-9455, and we have a few incentives for you to make that call. Les Schulte is alongside.
That's right, Dave. And the biggest incentive right now during this drive is the Fall Ag Fund Challenge that we have going on. It's $5,250 put together by some of our supporters, our partners, corporate partners, people like Risk Management Associates, Murray Wise and Associates, Ag and Investment Services, also CBG Enterprises, Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting. These are just a few of the businesses that have come together. They put together this $5,250 Ag Fund Challenge. When we hear from 100 people who pledge their support this week, mention Ag Services is one of the services that you use here on WILL and appreciate. We can add that to our total when we hit that 100 mark. I believe we have about 75, 80 calls yet to go, pledges to go on that. So, you know, as Dave said, we know you've been busy this week, but if you can take just a moment and call 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.org or when you take a break, help us meet this biggest challenge ever. That amount alone would pay for the mid-morning market report here for a year on WILL.
217-244-9455. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. He is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
A week ago, we talked about the possibility of the market going higher this week. Indeed, it has. Where do we go from here?
Well, first off, I want to reach out to all of our listening audience and challenge them to send some money in and pledge some money for ag programming. I sent up $500 of my own money, and I would like to have all of the people that do listen to me and feel that my information is valuable to them to match that pledge here today, here while I'm on the radio between now and when I get to do the closing comments. So I would appreciate everybody that does listen to me to match my $500 pledge here today. Stop at the end of the row of the combine and match that and see how much money we can raise here during the Thursday session here.
217-244-9455. Dan, what do you think about the markets technically?
I love them. Corn and wheat futures did bust above the 50-day moving average here over the past several days. They're maintaining that momentum above the 50-day moving average, actually trying to pull away. And I think this is the first time they have been above the 50-day moving average basically since the highs were made back in May. This is one of my indicators that I look at as a trend-changing type event in the marketplace. It doesn't necessarily say that we're going to go straight up, but I do think it goes a long ways in saying that the seasonal lows are in place and the overall trend now has shifted to higher because we are getting a series of higher highs and higher lows. And to technicians, that spells uptrend. Now, I know your fundamentalists are going to say, oh, the fundamentals haven't changed any. There's no reason why this market should go up. If they look at their daily sheets, their equity in their short positions has gone down here over the past 4 weeks, and the equity of the market bulls has risen. So that who is winning the market. Now, the bear may win the war at the end of the day, but at least for right now, the bull is winning the market over the past 4 weeks. And so far, this is generally typical of seasonal patterns to put in lows during the first part of October and then basically rally into November. Now, maybe here toward the end of harvest and we get into December deliveries, we may go back and retest those lows. So this could be offering producers an opportunity to put some minimum prices underneath them if they're wanting to store their grain maybe as we go on into the spring. But it would give them, offer them some opportunities to buy some puts to protect them from all this bearish talk about big supplies and raising stocks and all that. But all of this big super bearishness is all built on a bunch of ifs. That's just like any forecast is built on ifs. And if any of those ifs go wrong, all of a sudden the supply-demand balances tighten in. So soybean futures haven't been able to do that. They pushed up against the 50-day moving average here yesterday, got turned back. Now today's strength, we're up here within a couple pennies mm-hmm. of it. If November beans could muster enough strength to start closing above the 50-day moving average, just as okay. corn and wheat futures, then I think we got all three commodities then having made that turn mm-hmm. To something sideways okay. to higher.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana, says the market has at a minimum turned sideways and maybe harvest lows are in. December corn trading 356 and three quarters, up 3 3/4. March 370 and a half, up 3 1/2. July 386 and a half, up 3 1/4. November soybeans 975, up 12 1/4. January 982, up 12 1/4. July $10 and a penny and a quarter, and they're up 10 and one quarter. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It is now 10 o'clock Central Time.